Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman. Remember my Ram Golder and today was Zekhus Baba Basra Daf Yud Beis. The first parak Hashutafin. This parak has been generously sponsored with Zeichen Nishmas Avram Ben Yitzchak. May his neshama have an aliyah and his aschus for Rufua Shlema for Alter Ben Sion Wolf Ben Sipora. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Evdimi from Haifa said, "Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash, from the day the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Nitko Nevuah Min Hanavim V'Nitno Chachamim, prophecy was taken from the prophets and given to the sages. Although sages were also Nevim, he means that Nevuah was not taken away from sages. A Maimar adds, V'Chachm Adif Menavi, and a sage is greater than a Navi, because the Pasuk says, V'Navi V'Vav Chachma, and a prophet has a heart of wisdom, praising a Navi for possessing a sage's heart, implying that the Chokhmah is the greater of the two. Abai said, Teda, know that it's true that sages retain the power of prophecy. Da Amr Gavur Rabba Mils, because a great sage will say something. And the same we said in the name of another great sage. The Gemara objects, perhaps the B'nai Chod Mazala, of one nature, and eventually, Ravashi says that a great sage will say something which is found to have been taught Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. He didn't guess this law since he gave a reason for his ruling. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said that after the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Nitra Nevuah Min Hanavim V'Nitna L'Shotim U'Tinokos, prophecy was taken from the prophets and given to deranged people and children. Marba Ravashi once heard a Shota say in the marketplace of Mechuza, the Rosh Hashiva being appointed Mechasya signs his name as Tavyumi. Marba Ravashi, who signed this way, realized it was an opportune time to obtain the position and he headed to Mechasya. Before he arrived, the rabbis had already voted to install Rav Acha of Divti, and when they heard Marba Ravashi had come, sent a pair of rabbis to seek his permission. Marba Ravashi held them back, and more were sent until a group of 10 had gathered, and he began to lecture to them and was installed as Rosh Hashiva. The second idea is illustrated with the story about Rav Chisda's daughter, who was sitting on her father's lap as a child, and Rava and Rami Bar Chama were sitting before him. Rav Chisda asked her which of the two she wanted to marry, and she responded, "Both of them." Rava said, "Va'ana Basra, and I want to be last." This came to pass, and after Rami Bar Chama died, Rava married her. And point number three, a man once bought property next to his father's. When his father's estate was being divided, he requested the land bordering his. Rava said, "Kagon zed kovin al min stone." In a case like this, we force people where their refusal involves the trade of stone, not to allow others to benefit when it causes no loss to himself. Here, too, we compel the brothers to give him the property which is beneficial to him, since it makes no difference to them. Rav Yosef objected the brothers could say that we consider that field as valuable as a property of the Barmerian household whose fields were of exceptional quality. Rashi says the discussions about fields which rely on rainfall and each produces according to how much rain it receives. Therefore, the brothers could insist on a share of the field he requested, which may produce more than the others. The halacha follows Rav Yosef. So once again, the three points are number one. Rav Evdimi from Haifa said, "V'yom shachar beis hamikdash, from the day the first beis hamikdash was destroyed, nitra nevuah min hanavim v'nitna l'chachamim. Prophecy was taken from the prophets and given to the sages. Although sages were also nevim, he means that nevuah was not taken away from sages. A Maimar adds, v'chachm adif menavi, and a sage is greater than a navi, because the pasuk says, v'navi v'vav chachma, and a prophet has a heart of wisdom, praising a navi for possessing a sage's heart, implying that the Chokhmah is the greater of the two. Abai said, Teda, know that it's true that sages retain the power of prophecy. Da Amr Gavur Rabba Mils, because a great sage will say something. And the same we said in the name of another great sage. The Gemara objects, perhaps the B'nai Chod Mazala, of one nature, and eventually, Ravashi says that a great sage will say something which is found to have been taught Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. He didn't guess this law since he gave a reason for his ruling. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said that after the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Nitra Nevuah Min Hanavim V'Nitna L'Shotim U'Tinokos, prophecy was taken from the prophets and given to deranged people and children. Marba Ravashi once heard a Shota say in the marketplace of Mechuza, the Rosh Hashiva being appointed Mechasya signs his name as Tavyumi. Marba Ravashi, who signed this way, realized it was an opportune time to obtain the position and he headed to Mechasya. Before he arrived, the rabbis had already voted to install Rav Acha of Divti, and when they heard Marba Ravashi had come, sent a pair of rabbis to seek his permission. Marba Ravashi held them back, and more were sent until a group of 10 had gathered, and he began to lecture to them and was installed as Rosh Hashiva. The second idea is illustrated with the story about Rav Chisda's daughter, who was sitting on her father's lap as a child, and Rava and Rami Bar Chama were sitting before him. Rav Chisda asked her which of the two she wanted to marry, and she responded, "Both of them." Rava said, "Va'ana Basra, and I want to be last." This came to pass, and after Rami Bar Chama died, Rava married her. And point number three, a man once bought property next to his father's. When his father's estate was being divided, he requested the land bordering his. Rava said, "Kagon zed kovin al min stone." In a case like this, we force people where their refusal involves the trade of stone, not to allow others to benefit when it causes no loss to himself. Here, too, we compel the brothers to give him the property which is beneficial to him, since it makes no difference to them. Rav Yosef objected the brothers could say that we consider that field as valuable as a property of the Bar Marian household whose fields were of exceptional quality. Rashi says the discussions about fields which rely on rainfall and each produces according to how much rain it receives. Therefore, the brothers could insist on a share of the field he requested, which may produce more than the others. The halacha follows Rav Yosef. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Yud Beis, and our standard Siman is 12 brothers. 12 brothers, so here goes. The 12 brothers who were all chachamim with prophetic powers, enabling them to be mechavim to halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, heard a shota announce in the marketplace who the next Rosh Hashiva will be, and went to ask him to settle their argument over the inheritance of a coveted field right next to one brother's land. Once again, in slow motion. The 12 brothers, that must be more on Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers were all chachamim with prophetic powers, enabling them to be mechaven to halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, which reminds us, Rav Avdimi from Haifa said, "Miyom shachar beis hamikdash, from the day the first beis hamikdash was destroyed, nitnu nevuim min hanavim, v'nitnu chachamim. Prophecy was taken from the prophets and given to the sages. Although sages were also nevuim, he means that nevuah was not taken away from sages. Rav Ashi says a great sage will say something which is found to have been taught halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai." So the 12 brothers were all chachamim, with prophetic powers enabling them to be mechaven to halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, heard a shota announce in the marketplace who the next Rosh Hashiva will be, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that after the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, nitnu nevuim min hanavim, but nitnu hashotim latinokos, prophecy was taken from the prophets and given to deranged people and children. Marbar Rav Ashi once heard a shota say in the marketplace of Mechuza, the Rosh Hashiva being appointed Mechasi assigns his name as Tavyumi. Marbar Rav Ashi, who signed this way, realized it was an opportune time to obtain the position, and the Gemara relates what then happened. So the 12 brothers who all chachamim with prophetic powers, enabling them to be mechaven to halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, heard a shota announce in the marketplace who the next Rosh Hashiva will be, and went to ask him to settle the argument over the inheritance of a coveted field right next to one brother's land. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas of brothers can object to one brother asking for land from their father's estate, which borders his land. So once again, the 12 brothers were all chachamim with prophetic powers, enabling them to be mechaven to halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, heard a shota announce in the marketplace who the next Rosh Hashiva will be, and went to ask him to settle their argument over the inheritance of a coveted field right next to one brother's land. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Ches, so the Simur Daf Ches is a challah. So here goes. The great rabbi opened his bakery, that must be one Daf Ches, challah, bakery. The great rabbi who opened his bakery during a famine to feed Talmid Chachamim, but not the Amei Haaretz, which reminds us, Rebbe opened storehouses of food during years of famine, but only allowed masters of Torah, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, or Agada to enter, but not the Amei Haaretz, for fear there were not enough provisions for everyone. The Gemara brings the mice of Rebbe's Talmid, Rebbe Yonasan ben Amram, who came for sustenance, but said that he wasn't learned, which eventually led to Rebbe allowing everyone to come. So the great rabbi opened his bakery during a famine to feed Talmid Chachamim, but not the Amei Haaretz, had a huge pushka outside to raise money for the great mitzvah of Pinyon Shvuyim, which reminds us, Ifru Hermes, mother of King Shapur, sent a pouch of gold dinar to Rav Yosef and said, "L'havigla mitzvah rabbah, let it be used for a great mitzvah." Rav Yosef sat and investigated what might be called a great mitzvah, and Abai said that since Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda taught, "Ein poskin staka al yosomim," we do not impose any staka obligations on yosomim, a field of pinyon shvuyim, even for redeeming captives, this indicates that pinyon shvuyim is a great mitzvah. So the great rabbi who opened his bakery during a famine to feed Talmid Chachamim, but not the Amei Haaretz, had a huge pushka outside to raise money for the great mitzvah, a pinyon shvuyim, and sent a challah to the melamed tinokas next door that was baked in the shape of a shiny star. Which reminds us, the Gemara darshens the pasuk "V'hamaskil mi'aziru kezohar rekia," and the wise will shine like the shine of the firmament. Zed dain shedan din emes lamito. This refers to a judge who decides a perfectly truthful judgment. Umetzdikei arabim kechochavim lo'om va'ed, and those who make the many righteous will shine like the stars forever and ever. Eo gabay tzedakah. This refers to charity collectors who cause others to righteously give tzedakah. Our Bryce explains that the first phrase refers both to a judge who judges truthfully and tzedakah collectors, and explains the second phrase, Il Malamdi Tinokos. This refers to teachers of children who make them righteous by teaching them the correct path. Daf Tes, so the Siman Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. When the thirsty Papru came to request some tea, that must be run Daf Tes, teapot. When the thirsty Papru came to request some tea and biscuits from the Gabbai Tzedakah, was not investigated due to his suffering, Which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Botkin Lamazonis, we investigate poor people asking for food to verify their need, but we don't investigate those asking for clothing. Rather, we give them immediately. He said that those that are requesting clothing disgrace themselves by coming forward inadequately dressed, and therefore their legitimacy is assumed, as opposed to those asking for food who are not disgracing themselves and are investigated. But Rav Huna says the opposite, that applicants for clothing are verified and those requesting food are not. He says that someone requesting food is suffering from hunger, if he's being truthful, so we do not delay providing with food to investigate. But those requesting clothing are not physically suffering and can await verification. So when the thirsty pauper came to request some tea and biscuits from the Gabbai Tzedakah was not investigated due to his suffering and was immediately served tea from the Kotamel Tzedakah fund that was collected one pruta at a time, adding up to a sizable amount, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar explained the pasuk Miyobash Tzedakah Kishuryon, and he wore charity like a coat of mail to teach that just as with a coat of mail, each and every scale combines together to create a large coat of tzedakah, called pruta pruta mitzteref as a cheshbon gadol. So too with tzedakah, each and every pruta given combines together to become a great total. So when the thirsty pauper who came to request some tea and biscuits from the Gabbai Tzedakah was not investigated due to his suffering and was immediately served tea from the Kotamel Tzedakah fund that was collected one pruta at a time, adding up to a sizable amount, a man came running along to participate in the tzedakah in the hope that he'll be repaid with more money to give out and worthy people to give to, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzhak quoted the pasuk, wrote of tzedakah v'chesed, yimsa chaim tzedakah v'chavod. He who pursues opportunities to do tzedakah and chesed will find life, tzedakah, and honor. He asked, does this mean by pursuing tzedakah you'll become poor and required tzedakah? Rather, the pasuk teaches called rodev arch tzedakah, anyone who pursues tzedakah, Kodesh Baruch Hu mamsi lo malus, also behind tzedakah, Kodesh Baruch Hu provides him money which he uses for tzedakah. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzhak said, Kodesh Baruch Hu mamsi lo b'nei adam huganim, lasos lahem tzedakah. Hashem arranges for him worthy people for whom he does tzedakah in order for him to receive reward for helping them. Daf Yud. So the Zimmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that Mizmor and Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden who gave tzedakah to the poor, as if they were the king's sons, which reminds us, Turnus Rufus asked Rabbi Kiva, given tzedakah should condemn you to Gehenim, for it's like a king who became angry at a servant and imprisoned him, in order that he should not be fed. If someone feeds him, will the king not be angry with him? And the Jews are called the Vadim of Hashem. Rabbi Kiva responded, it's like a king who imprisoned his son, and some fed him despite the king's orders. Kishashama melcho dor meshagirlo, when the king hears about it, does he not send him a present? And Jews are called banim of Hashem. So the minion of Yidden who gave tzedakah to the poor, as if they were the king's sons, was surprised when one Erev Yom Kippur government agents came and seized 17 dinarim from one of their members, which reminds us. Rav Yehuda the son of Rabbi Shalom darshaned, just as a person's sustenance for the year is fixed for him in Rosh Hashanah, so too a person's losses for the year are fixed for him in Rosh Hashanah. If he's not Zocha, the government will confiscate it. This is illustrated with a story in which Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh saw in a dream that his nephews would lose 700 dinarim that year. During the year, he convinced him to give almost the entire sum, leaving only 17 dinarim. On Erev Yom Kippur, the government seized 17 dinarim from them. Yochum and Zakeh informed them of his dream and that no more would be taken. They asked why he did not tell them sooner so they could give the full amount of tzedakah, and he explained that he wanted them to perform the mitzvah lishma. So the minion of Yidden who gave tzedakah to the poor as if they were the king's sons was surprised when one Erev Yom Kippur government agents came and seized 17 dinarim from one of their members and were not impressed when one of the agents told them that he gives tzedakah to live longer, which reminds us the charity of nations is a sin for them because they give tzedakah for ulterior motives. Daf Yudolf. So the Simmer Daf Yudolf is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars. Stars? That must be more on Daf Yud Aleph. The Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars to save a woman and her 7 sons during a famine, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the incident of Binyamin HaTzadik, who was in charge of the communal Tzedakah fund, who gave away from his own wealth to save a starving woman and her 7 children during a famine, and relates that King Mumbaz gave away of his treasuries and his ancestors' treasuries during years of famine, and explained to his family the 6 benefits of his actions over his father's. So the Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars to save a woman and her 7 sons during a famine divided his star-shaped courtyard with his partner, each receiving dalet amos for the courtyard and dalet amos for their doorways. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches how large a jointly owned property must be in order for one partner to demand a division. For example, Chatz requires Dalet Amos for each partner, and concludes Zeh HaKlal. Kol sheyichalku shmo lav chokin, anything which would be divided and retains its name, we divide. If not, neither partner can force a division. The Gemara adds that space is also required in a chatzer to allow dalet amos in front of each entrance to enable unloading. Thus, a chatzer would require 8 amos for each partner. Rav Huna said that a chatzer is divided according to its entrances. So, the Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars to save a woman and her 7 sons during a famine divided his star-shaped courtyard with his partner, each receiving dalet amos for the courtyard and dalet amos for their doorways, and tried to block the area in front of his chatzer leading to the mavui, but was prevented by the other residents who didn't want that. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said that if a resident of a mavui wants to enclose the area opposite his chatzer's entrance to the mavui, the other residents of the mavui can prevent him from doing so because it'll increase the way for them since they'll have to walk around the enclosure. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you mean the one who plays beams as shade on his neighbor's wall does not have a chazaka to do so if they were there for less than 30 days? That's on Duff. Vav. Good. Number two, which stuff do you mean a chatzer must have at least dalet amos for each resident and dalet amos for each entranceway in order to divide? That's on Duff. Yidav. Good. Number three, which stuff do we discuss dividing an estate where one brother owns land bordering one side? That's on Duff. Yud Beis. Good. Number four, which stuff do you want about the incident of Binyamin HaTzadik, who was a Gabbai Tzedakah supporting a woman and her 7 children during a famine with his personal funds? That's on Duff. Yidav. Good. Number five, which stuff do you want Rabbi Yochanan said that after the first base of Migdash was destroyed, Nevuah was given to Shotim and children? That's on Duff. Yud Beis. Good. Number six, which stuff do you discuss what the din is if one wants to block the entrance of his chatzer to a communal mavui? That's on Duff. Yidav. Good. Number seven, which stuff do you want about Rabbi Kiva's response to Turnus Rufus about our giving stock because we're considered Banim Hashem? That's on Duff. Yud. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you want from the day the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, Nevu was taken from the Nevim and given to the Chachamim? That's on Duff. Yud Beis. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we learn why Rebbe only opened his storehouses of food for Talmid Chachamim and not Amei Ha'aretz during a famine? That's on Duff. Ches. Good. Number 10, which of the one that collecting stuck is like a coat of mail, every pruta combines to become a large amount? That's on Duff. Tess. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Golder from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.